Well, welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. Holy moly, did you guys feel that earthquake yesterday? It was like right as I finished recording the news, uploaded it, got it to the website. I was like, well, couldn't that have been a couple minutes earlier so I could have been the first person to report it? That being said, I was the first person to report it. Ella got it up on our Instagram page within minutes. We actually beat ABC News. We beat everybody. And the Red Cross, yeah, that's right, the Red Cross reposted our posting of it. So I'm not saying I'm a big deal or anything, but shut up, Jesse. Okay, so apparently that was a 4.8 just outside of Deep Springs, which is where the college is if you're headed towards Las Vegas from Big Pine. So it's pretty close to Big Pine, 20 miles or so. And it felt like it, I'll tell you. I thought my dog was underneath my desk and he started kicking around. I almost said, Odie, stop it. But he wasn't even in the house. So clearly it wasn't him. I ran for the doorway, of course, because that's what you're supposed to do. And it was pretty good. I actually felt a little vertigo and was a little disoriented for a good hour afterwards. It was weird. It was that strong that it kind of wiggled me around like a crappy fair ride. So anyway, that was pretty interesting stuff. I'm going to start utilizing YouTube shorts and Instagram stories and maybe even a TikTok. I'm going to be a TikToker for Eastern Sierra Now. So when breaking news like that happens, I can just jump right on and say what's going on at the time. So if you haven't, head over to Instagram, YouTube. I don't think there's a TikTok yet. I'm going to have to, I don't remember if I made that or not yet, but like those. Get on those so you can get our breaking news as it happens. You know, another thing I've been wanting to bring up, but haven't, because I've been shy, is we are now offering advertising. That's right. We have enough viewers. We have enough content. We have a big enough media empire, if you will, that it's time to start selling advertising. And I would love to get you on board with us. We have over 20,000 views on YouTube in the 4 months that we've been open. We have 114,000 views on Instagram. We have 14,030, I believe, something followers on Instagram. So that's every day they see everything we get. YouTube is going up about 10 every single day subscribers. So it's just building from there. Our Facebook is huge. Like I said, 20,000. There's another one. So 20,001 views on our website a month. So for 4 months, that's incredible. And you know, the Eastern Sierra spoken. They want something that's new and fresh and hip. And I don't know why they're going with me on that, but hey, I'll take it. So if you're a business and you are interested in getting out to those numbers and having some creative content come out, I mean, you've seen the bow and arrow thing we did. You've seen the different stuff we're putting out, not to mention the personalized advertising through podcasts like this, where it's not just some commercial saying, well, here at Eastern Sierra Now, we offer news. This is a real person talking, giving their experiences of the place that you are wanting out there. So yeah, advertising, we have the lowest prices around by far. We offer year leases so that you can lock in a smaller price like that. We offer web banners. We offer podcasts. Our app is just about ready to go. And when that happens, then you'll have app advertising. There's 100 different things that we're doing, and we're moving forward in so many different ways that I'm not going to put out publicly yet. But these are all things that you want to be on board with at the beginning. So hit me up, info@easternsierranow.com. You can give me a call at 760-920-8035. Just leave a message and let me know who you are, your contact information, and that you're interested in advertising. You can go to our website, easternsierranow.com, and underneath First Stop Advertising, there is a form that you can fill out there. And just give me your basic information. I'll get back in touch with you and we'll set something up. And right now is the time. And I couldn't be more excited because we are growing like crazy and everybody else is very excited about that too. So thank you all for listening and participating and using us as your trusted local news source. Thank you. So that being said, there wasn't much today. I think that's pretty normal around here, but I think that's probably why we live here, right? There's a Eastern Sierra Council of Governments meeting January 7th. If you'd like to head over to that, the agenda is listed at Eastern Sierra now, and you can go from there. We do have a couple local snow reports, and again, the 4.8 earthquake. I'll read you about that real quick, just because, hey, we're here. Why not? So, January 5th at 4:28 p.m., a 4.8 earthquake with a depth of 7.1 miles hit at about 6 miles southeast of Deep Springs, California. As of now, we know that the quake was felt in most of Inyo County and in the Owens Valley. Earthquake alerts popped up on phones at the time of the quake. And I will say that was about 2 seconds in when it happened, so that was actually quite impressive. That was warning locals to take cover from the shaking, but as far as we know, no damage has resulted from the quake. A 2.0 quake followed a few minutes afterwards at 4:35 p.m. At this time, it's unknown whether Deep Springs has experienced any damage, and information on the exact epicenter and magnitude of the quake has been changing since it occurred. But I'm pretty sure they've settled with 4.8, 7.1 miles deep, 6 miles southeast of Deep Springs. If we get any more information about it, we'll let you know. So let's start with the Mammoth Mountain Snow Report, just because it's the weekend. People are wanting to get out. You know how it is. So it's looking like they have 87 to 167 inches of base depth, machine groomed snow, if you're wondering what I'm talking about there. There's 202 to 271 inches so far this season. 4 parks are open, 20 lifts are open, 165 trails are open. That is a lot of places to shred. There's been phenomenal wind buff across the mountain this week from Dave's Run to Roller Coaster and beyond. It's looking like a beautiful bluebird weekend, and we expect to have all lifts and all terrain open. Thanks to almost 15 feet of snow in December alone, the conditions are prime mountain-wide for shredders of all ability levels. Elite athletes from across the globe are throwing down in Unbound Main Park today through Saturday for the Toyota U.S. Grand Prix, Slopestyle and Halfpipe World Cup Finals. Cheers on our athlete slope side as they compete for a spot on the U.S. team in Beijing. All the action culminates this Saturday night with the U.S. team nomination ceremony and fireworks. And I will try to get some information about that Toyota U.S. Grand Prix for you in the next coming days. So we got the local snow report from our very own The Mammoth Brand. Jason Blakey does a good job over there producing not only quality clothing, beanies, everything you could think of that's all mammoth oriented. I mean, it could not be cooler. I'm telling you, it's awesome. It does not look like gas station stuff. It's top-notch, amazing quality stuff. I wear mine all the time. But he also produces amazing content for us. He's been getting us some GoPro footage of the slopes. And every Wednesday, he puts out a local snow report, letting you know from a local perspective what's going on in Mammoth Lakes. So let's read that. Thanks for checking out our Mammoth Mountain Snow Report for the first week of 2022. It appears that most of SoCal still has time off from work and school because it is still pretty busy in town. The weather has changed significantly from last week. We're having plenty of sun and warmer weather. The snow conditions, things are looking great on the hill right now. The wind earlier in the week has hardened all the powder that fell during the holidays, but the groomed trails are awesome right now. You might be able to find some wind buff here and there, but most of the off-trail snow is ultra-hard crust. For the weather, we are in for a beautiful week of weather here in Mammoth Lakes. After some windy weather earlier in the week, it is going to be much warmer and less windy with a lot of sun. It will be somewhat hot over towards Eagle and Canyon Lodges, and warmish to slightly cold as you go up in elevation. You can probably get away with wearing a hoodie or a soft shell. For the weekend outlook, we're still experiencing some pretty good crowds in town right now with the intermittent long lines on the more popular lifts. Plenty of sun with patchy clouds should allow everyone to enjoy beers on the sun deck. Beers on the sun deck. Parking is a little rough, so taking the shuttle is your best bet unless you head up early before 9 or late afternoon. The shortest lift lines tend to be chairs 9, 22, and 25, with the longest lines at chair 16 and chair 2. Park report, Mammoth Mountain Terrain Park crew has been hard at work, but most of their work has been for the Toyota Grand Prix event happening this week. There is no park at Main Lodge, but at least we have South Park off Chair 4. They have added a ton of rails and boxes, along with two cheese wedge jumps, about 20 to 25 feet in length, and a hip jump. It's pretty fun, but we are waiting for them to put in a little more work and add another run or two. So that was Jason Blakey from the Mammoth brand with the local snow report, giving it to you every single week so you know the locals' perspective on where to shred. All right, and last but not least, over on our Instagram page, we have a little Instagram assignment, if you will. First, I'd like to congratulate Officer Jimenez for joining the Bishop Police Department. So everyone, head over to that story and reach out to Officer Jimenez and thank you for the beginning of her service. We also have the Mono County Board of Supervisors elects its 2022 chair. Supervisor Jennifer Kreitz recognized for service as 2021 chair. On Tuesday, the Mono County Board of Supervisors elected Supervisor Bob Gardner from District 3 to serve as the 22 chair, taking the reins from Supervisor Jennifer Kreitz from District 1, who was recognized for her service during an extremely challenging year. You can say that twice. Chair Gardner immediately assumed the role, which will run through the year. I am honored to have been elected by the colleagues to serve in this capacity and am optimistic about the year ahead, stated Chair Gardner. It has been a challenging couple of years, and I remain dedicated to the health and safety of our residents and visitors and committed to aggressively pursuing the county's priorities. Supervisor Rhonda Dugan from District 2 was elected to serve as the 2022 Vice Chair, and Supervisor John Peters, District 4, was elected to serve as the 2022 Chair Pro Tem. The Board of Supervisors also appointed themselves to various boards, commissions, and committees for 2022. If you would like to see those assignments, head over to our website or to our Instagram page where you can find the link to the Mono County government page. So congratulations to Supervisor Bob Gardner. There's a save the date for a cleanup in Big Pine, February 12th for free debris collection at the Wellness Center parking lot. The Big Pine Paiute Tribe will be teaming up with Caltrans to collect residential waste items from 9 to 1. Roll-off dumpsters will be located at the Wellness Center. That's 545 Butcher Street in Big Pine. Most household items will be accepted, including tires, metal, furniture, mattresses, appliances, and more. The items not accepted for household hazardous waste and commercial construction debris. Please contact the Tribal Environmental Department if you need assistance participating. For more information, contact Greg Spratt, Solid Waste Technician, 760-938-2003, extension 237, or g.spratt@bigpinepaiute.org. And you can head over to, again, either our Instagram page or our website to see more on that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be it today. Remember, head over to the Mammoth brand, pick yourself up a hoodie, and get out this weekend and shred. Talk to you tomorrow. Eastern, see her now. This is Jesse Steele.